Many a skier staring down a steep and narrow trail has said a prayer. But at New Hampshire's Loon Mountain Ski Area, there's one group of skiers for whom prayer is an integral part of the trip down the mountain. 2 weekends ago, Only a Game's Ron Schachter joined them, and he has the story.
There's no mistaking Loon Mountain's gondola lift for Jacob's Ladder. But every Sunday morning, just before 11 o'clock, it transports about 24 skiers on a more spiritual journey than usual. They're headed for the open-air dining terrace and scenic overlook next to Loon Summit Lodge. That's where Skip Schwartz, standing in a black robe draped over his ski parka, waits to greet them amidst the sounds of ski boots crunching snow.
Hi, is this your first time?
This is my first
time. Congratulations. I admire your spunk and sense of adventure.
For the past 20 years, Schwartz, an ordained minister, has been offering what he calls downhill worship from just before Christmas right through Easter Sunday. His mountaintop congregation is a mix of regulars who own or rent ski homes nearby and first-timers, often with their children, who are just up for a ski weekend.
Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. With
the thermometer at a balmy 23 degrees and the sun-splashed white mountains and snowy stands of evergreens as a backdrop, Schwartz starts this non-denominational Christian service with a call to prayer and, after he straps on his guitar, with a song.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I...
But this interlude is just the first stop for these worshipers. Schwartz finishes with a quote from Matthew 4:21 before hopping onto his Atomic 160 skis, and then leads his flock, although they seem more in this setting like a herd of mountain goats, towards Bear Claw. That's a 2.5-mile novice-level slope reached via a shorter trail named, of all things, Exodus.
I didn't ski until after I started a ministry at a ski resort.
Before becoming a mountain Moses, Schwartz led a Methodist parish in rural Maine. But after conducting an Easter service atop Maine's Sugarloaf Ski Resort about 30 years ago, he had an epiphany on the way home.
As I was driving back down Route 27, I said to myself, my goodness, I said, that was a great experience. What are the churches in Maine doing for people in resort areas? And I said, somebody ought to do something for people at resorts like this.
There were already religious services available at Lake Tahoe, California, and a number of resorts in Colorado, but they all occurred in a single mountain location. Schwartz had a different idea.
In Colorado and California, they got church services on the slopes. You try to do that in the East, you're going to turn into a popsicle after 10 minutes. So you've got, I thought, in order to keep them for any length of time, you've got to move. So the idea of dividing a church service into three stops going down a ski trail came to my mind.
Today, barely a mile down Loon's Bear Claw, he stops on the right side of the trail in front of a snow-covered meadow elliptically ringed with evergreens. The adults balance on their skis while four or five kids recline next to the snowboards they've just kicked off as they listen to his sermon.
Thorns, yeah. Thorns. And what do the thorns represent?
Cares of the world.
Cares of the world, right. So the seed falls upon thorns, but the thorns choke it.
Schwartz says that he used to merge religion and skiing in his sermons, but nowadays he's careful about being too cute.
In the initial part, I would use metaphors like faith is like putting your weight on your downhill ski and stuff like that, but they grew old real fast.
Instead, he lets the natural backdrop do the talking.
Just there's something so special about being able to worship God in the outdoors, right in the midst of his created world, that lends itself very easily to worship.
Getting the word out isn't always that simple. At times, Schwartz has had to shout over the roar of snowmaking machines. And he recalls his shortest service for four diehards on one windy 10-degree below zero morning, a service that never left the summit gathering place. Over the years, thanks to his official garb, Schwartz has also been mistaken for a skiing judge, a minister presiding at a trailside burial, and by one very young skier, a giant bat.
Father, we thank you that Roe Lavoie is out of the hospital, and we pray that her recovery will be complete and will be rapid. We thank you for Maria's cure from cancer, or it's in remission, and we thank you for the wonderful cure of her father-in-law.
Maria is Maria Barrett from Lexington, Massachusetts. She recalls her first visit to downhill worship a year ago, just after her father-in-law suffered a catastrophic stroke and her cancer was diagnosed.
I tell you, the time that we were here the last time, it was cloudy, there was no sun, and all of a sudden we were all praying, and a stream of light came across over on the mountain over there. People were praying and caring, and I felt really, a lot of love and compassion and hope. I guess I was looking for hope, and there was definitely some hope, and that's what I needed.
The final stop of the 45-minute service comes at a big intersection about a mile from the bottom of Bear Claw. The skiers hear some final words from Schwartz and offer up individual thoughts and prayers, one of which was destined this Sunday 2 weeks ago to go unanswered.
And we pray for a Patriots victory.
And all of God's people said, amen. Amen.
Maria's daughter, 10-year-old Allie Barrett, is a weekly churchgoer back home in Massachusetts and appreciates the differences here.
Well, we usually are never on skis and not on a mountain. I like it a little better because you get to move around a lot, and I like the songs a lot too.
New Hampshire native Lisa Philbrick bought a condominium here 8 years ago because of Schwartz's ministry, winter and summer, when he conducts services at Loon's Summit. Philbrick's been downhill worshiping for 8 years and says it's a perfect combination.
You get to not only choose to glorify God, you also get to ski with your friends and your family. You can't ask for anything better than that, much better than going to church in town. It's an excellent idea, and if Loon were to ever choose to stop it, I would probably sell my condo and go somewhere else, because I think it's an important part of society that people forget.
Schwartz adds that he's also reaching skiers who might otherwise skip church on Sundays. Sue Sullivan doesn't fit into that category, and later at the Base Lodge says Schwartz's ministry is indispensable.
Well, what's important for me is that our whole family is still tied to our faith during the ski season. And I also feel like it's important for the kids to see, have their faith brought to them in many different ways, not just in a Catholic church, but also on a slope side. Or in the summer he does it on the mountainside, you know, with a beautiful mountain backdrop behind him. And so that's what fills me.
Schwartz acknowledges that the management at other mountains might prefer the separation of church and skis. In fact, before he came to Loon, he was turned down by another ski area. But as far as his followers are concerned, Schwartz's unique downhill approach is preaching to the converted. For Only a Game, I'm Ron Schachter.
You're listening to Only a Game.